If you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. This is in the epistle for the eighth Sunday after Pentecost, speaking about our inheritance. Today we have the feast of St. Anne. We think of St. Anne, holy woman, brought forth the God's divine plan, an essential part of it. She sought the pearl of great price. And that's what we're to take from her example, to continually seek, even though it seems we are not finding, or it seems that we're being very tried. She was resigned, yet still courageous. Because at that time, it was seen as a fault of the parents if they had no child, if they were barren. She was late into her marriage. But she continued to live not for the eyes of man, but for God, for the love of God. And so for us today, we too need to have that courageous resignation of St. Anne. That even in the eyes of the world, what we're doing is not up to their standards. We live for God. We seek virtue for the love of God, to continue to hold fast to the faith. So we live not for this world, but we have to be prepared for the onslaughts that are to come. So we see this world is very opposed to the truth. And yet there are those who seek the truth in it. Men inherently seek the truth. So we need to live not just for ourselves, but to be that shining light of the faith. To give example, even to those lost sheep we've read about in the Sundays past. So we need to form those habits of a holy life. We need to pray and do those three essential devotions, essential to all Catholics: the morning offering, our daily rosary, and our evening examination of conscience. The examination seems to be one that's neglected most often. But we need to be looking at where we've been, to know which way we're headed. That way we can change our course. We had at the men's camp a wonderful little exercise. They called it orienteering. It's land navigation. You have a compass, you have a map. I had never done that before. I was always interested. But we did it at my father's land, so I was on a team with my brother, who simply just wanted to go to each point that he could tell where it was on the map. So that's not really what we're about. But the point to be made here is, with this land navigation, you set your course with your compass. You have this straight line, and no matter the hills goes up and down, the valleys it plunges into, the terrain, the vegetation you have to go through, the briars and the brambles. If you stay the course, you will come to that end. But if you deviate, even slightly, it's very difficult to get back on course. And that's why when we set our course, we need to stick to it. And we do that by daily habits, good habits of praying our prayers. We have here in Minnesota, we have a Minnesotan accent. I'm from Wisconsin, I also have a northern accent. Sometimes people comment about it. But our children have this accent. It's just inherent. They get it through the genes or through being in this area. And so for us, we're passing this on. Whether we think about it or not, we're giving this to our children. But what should we be trying to pass on? What should we be trying to give to them? You look at St. Anne. She's the mother of the Blessed Virgin. regardless of knowing that or not, she was going to pass on the faith. She was going to pass on habits of being holy and just, being a good woman. It's for us to be that example, that shining light in the darkness, especially for the children. We look at this time, this day and age, the world is so backwards. The ideals of the world, their standard is just completely wrong. And the children have to eventually go out into that world. So we need to be that example to them, to form good habits, to live our faith no matter what, no matter what comes, to stay the course. We read this Sunday, the eighth Sunday after Pentecost, my favorite epistle, Romans 8. Seems to encompass all of our spiritual life, but this Sunday focuses on our inheritance. We're children of God and heirs with Christ. And I always think, heirs, then we inherit what he inherits, part of his inheritance. What was his life here? What did he have? What did he live? He was born in a stable. He had a life of hardship and toil every day. This is the King of Kings. God himself is here showing us the importance of work, the importance of sacrifice and suffering. The King of Kings is crowned not with a wonderful crown, but a crown of thorns. And so for us, as his children, this is our inheritance here. And this life is to suffer, is to sacrifice, to keep our mind turned towards heaven. That we have a common goal, a common end. See, Cain, and he was rejected even by the very ones he came to save. So we work not for men, even when they ridicule us, they calumniate us. We work for God. So when we lend a helping hand, when we help someone, we don't expect to return. We're not working for the material things. We're working for virtue and grace. We're working for heaven. As we see Jesus now reigning in heaven with his Father, as he showed us, if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.